Paul Harvey in the morning.
Live, local, and first.
News.
Radio. 620.
KTAR.
Is there another station?
Naughty, naughty computer. Bad, naughty, nasty computer. Shame, 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 naughty computer. Naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer.
Yeah, if you want to get your computer whipped into shape, give us a holler, 602-277-5827, but make sure and wait until you hear somebody hang up.
This is a good tune.
It's a great tune.
And I didn't know somebody remade it.
Yeah, oh yeah, there's all kinds of punk covers of stuff and some junk.
I like it. It's good.
Yeah, later on we'll do a punk version of Tainted Love.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm down with that.
All right. To the phone? No, no, not to the phones.
To the web attack?
To the Geek Speak of the Week, shall we yes? Shall we no? Shall we yes? Very Yoda-esque, huh?
Do the Geek Speak, you will.
Geek Speak this week is... every week we try to bring a little more knowledge for you so that you understand some of that geek speak that is thrown around you. By your kids, mostly, these days. This week's Geek Speak of the Week is Rat Belt.
Rat?
Belt? Rat Belt. It's a good one. Mikel did a good job on this one.
Does that have anything to do with a mouse?
No, it's a cable tie, especially the sawtooth self-locking plastic kind that you can remove only by cutting.
The zip ties like they use on cops to handcuff people? That is the best idea ever. Anyway, go ahead.
Small cable ties are mouse belts. So the small ones are mouse belts. The bigger ones are rat belts. So it's basically what, you know, in computer lore, it's usually used to tie up cables so that they're just not everywhere. So, you know, maybe if you want to do a little cleanup before back to school, get some rat belts and some mouse belts.
You mean clean up the inside of your computer?
No.
Or clean up all the cables that, like, oh, you got one of those desks and you got your monitor, which has two cables because, you know, the signal and the power.
All right, everybody go and look underneath your desk
and your
you'll
mouse.
See why a rat belt would be very handy.
And your keyboard and your speakers and your USB little card reader.
That's a nightmare. And then your phone lines and, you know, oh, you got a fax machine
there. High-speed cable.
Right.
You got your Ethernet connection. Oh, you got to go over to your little, your wireless network access point. You got 1,500 different wires back there.
Crazy nasty.
You need probably a 4-inch conduit to put them all in.
So now you can, you know, talk about rat belts and mouse belts and you'll know.
How about our webattack.com free download of the week?
Our buddy Marco that operates one of the premier download sites in all of the internet, webattack.com. This week's featured download. Again, this is not for everyone. This is just for people that might particularly need a utility. We just spotlight something free you can get. It's a program called CM Disk Cleaner. It's a program that allows you to free up more space on your PC by finding temporary files, invalid shortcuts, junk files. It empties your browser cache, cookies, most recently used lists, basically all those people asking about how that stuff, how can I get rid of the
Well, there's a cleanup wizard built into Windows XP. Wouldn't it do kind of the same thing?
Yeah, it is similar, but it actually goes a few steps more because it addresses the most recently used list, and it'll take care of locked files. You can actually delete locked files or skip them or whatever, so it's got a little more power.
I noticed somebody who was an XP user emailed in just a little bit ago about some kind of problem they had with, they installed it under one user, but under other users it wouldn't work properly, so make sure you read the instructions. I would probably strongly suggest you log in as an administrator when you install it, and install it through the control panel add remove programs. That's the best bet of it actually being installed to all different profiles, not just the one. Or be prepared for it maybe not working under other profiles other than the one you're using.
Well, and maybe the best thing to do is only make it available to the user that's taking care of the maintenance. That's a good thing, actually. So you don't have people, if you're using a family PC, you don't want your kids to have access to all these utilities. That's actually a good thing.
But with anything we tell you about, A, we don't tell you it's for everyone, and B, when we do tell you about it, make sure you read the instructions that come with it, because oftentimes they'll give you little pieces of information about stuff like that. So,
and if you're a Windows user and you've never used the disk cleanup utility that's built in, then you have no business downloading this utility, because you haven't learned how to use what you have yet.
Right, what he said.
Yeah. To the phones!
To the phones
To the phones, to the phones. Let's talk to Yvonne in the Sun City. Yvonne?
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the Computer Corner.
Thank you. What suggestion do you have to help me get Symantec firewall set up? It either blocks everything or I disable it, and it will not let the configuration window stay open. It keeps timing out, like it's told, I can only let you look at me for 5 seconds.
Well, my suggestion is going to probably be something that doesn't help you fix Symantec's firewall, because it's going to be to stop using Symantec's firewall program.
Really?
And start using something we've been recommending for years that's free called Zone Alarm.
Well, hang on. Before we go to that level, what kind of internet access do you have, first of all?
Oh, Juno!
Wow, it is the day of the Juno callers.
Okay, what is it that
calm down.
What is it that
don't have a baby back there.
Yeah, don't have a baby.
Jeez.
Although it is our theme. We're having a baby. Hey, we should have played that song. Having a baby. Mm-hmm.
Actually, I did wonder if that was a factor, and so I tried using the straight browser Internet Explorer as opposed to the Juno Web Explorer. And at first I thought that was solving it, but it doesn't.
Well, hang on. What do you think you're going to accomplish by having that extra software in your Juno-based internet connection?
Actually, this is a copy from my employment. I am told that I should be loading it to protect my employer's system as well as my own.
There is, in any system, a potential for someone hacking, quote-unquote, into your system, but the possibility goes down just substantially when you're on a dial-up connection, because you're not always on. Your connection changes as far as the address you're at every time you connect, and you're on such a slow speed thing that nobody's really going to want to take advantage of that. So, you know, it's one of the places that we generally say, you know, you're probably safe without. However, if you really want to go that route, we're not real big fans of the Norton products other than the antivirus, and this is one of the reasons why, is because they sometimes have lots of false positives, false negatives, and keep you from doing things.
Well, and also, any software-based firewall that gives you, reports back to you and tries to do things and report to you on the screen, including Zone Alarm. We get questions all the time because people don't really understand what they're seeing or can't figure out how to configure it or whatever. Really, a hardware firewall is the best way to go. Since you have dial-up, however, the real risk for you to your employer has nothing to do with firewalls, because you could have the best firewall in the world installed. The minute you open one of these new style virus worm codes that basically takes over your machine and starts opening up firewalls, I mean, you're completely wide open. And not only does it's proactive, because it sends information from your machine out, as opposed to somebody having some ability to kind of hack into your system.
And generally it grabs your address book, which would have probably addresses to a lot of people you work with, and you know it causes some bad things there. So,
well, the most of them nowadays activate what's called a key logger. They're actually tracking every keystroke that you make and sends that log out via the internet to another email address. So, if you're banking online, they've got everything they need to act like you. So, I mean, those are really what the risks are. So you're going to have to, you know, kind of work your way through whichever firewall program you're going with. Symantec is a product that you purchase, you should have support for. So if you're having very specific anomalies, you can either check their website or call them and say, okay, how do I get this program to do what I want it to do? And you may find that the way it works is maybe not conducive to what you're doing. The risk you have is you have Juno, which is a proprietary piece of software that gets you on the internet, plus you then have the Symantec firewall program. Both of them are running at the same time in the background. And so all kinds of fun things can happen.
And apparently that is what's happening.
And you may find Symantec has very specific things that they have to do if you're a Juno user. So that's why it's good to contact the manufacturer.
Thank you
okay.
very much.
Okay. All right, Yvonne.
Appreciate it.
But, you know, just the fact that you're on the Internet doesn't mean, oh, people can see all my stuff if I don't have a firewall. That's really not how it works. So it's not like you're wide open just because you're on the Internet.
Yeah.
A lot of people want to make you think that, and that's why they sell software, and you hear these people that are promoting their books and, you know, all that stuff. But the reality is, you know, we're talking 300 million people out there. What makes you so special?
Yeah. Actually, it wasn't as much a concern as mine as I was trying to obey the regulations.
Right.
You're complying.
Because you know what else?
I have never had a virus problem. Norton Antivirus is running on.
Oh, you better start knocking on some wood and search hard in your house, because a lot of times you don't find it easily anymore.
Oh, yeah. Scareware tactics. The other thing is, contact whoever is mandating this. They should support you as well.
Yeah, I did. Apparently, they're not quite so certain. Since it's my computer, not the company computer, then they give limited support. And
great.
That's why I
so they've mandated
that.
Something you must do on your computer, but they don't support you when
right.
you have problems with it. So.
Sounds like the computer business to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're encouraging, actually.
You can also check with Juno to see if they have any specific information about Symantec's firewall and the use of Juno.
Thank you very much.
Good luck, Yvonne.
Appreciate it.
All right, bye-bye. That's the way you got to do it, folks. You got to go round and round and round. Go through all the different sections, and everybody that's involved, you try them all. You know, they're probably all going to point at each other, but at least you've tried it.
The finger-pointing game is runs rampant in the business, so
alive
to speak.
Alive and well, absolutely.
We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we got more of your calls and questions. 602-277-5827. It's the Computer Corner right here on News Radio 620 KTAR.